Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast. The host and speaker is Philip Inga Ajisafe. Today's discussion is The Mongoose, the Snake Killer. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. Sun Tzu, the Chinese general warrior and the philosopher, in his book, The Art of War, which is written about 2,000 years ago, give three principles an idea to win a battle. And I will enumerate this and relate it to the topic of today's broadcast. In his book, he said, number one principle in engaging battle is to know yourself. Number two, know your enemy. Number three, only fight when you can win. Do this and you will win competitions, elections, games, spiritual warfare, anything that involves conflict, even wars. The mongoose, the snake killers. Honestly speaking, life teaches man to be evil and leads man to wickedness. One has to be wolf and another to be sheep. In this broadcast of today, we want to relate effective warfare and how to defeat the enemy by using physical phenomenon and link it to our spiritual warfare. Has already been accepted worldwide, the battlefield of our life is our mind. And the thoughts that we have determine how effectively we can engage the enemy. But in every warfare or every conflict, it is valid the concept of this old-time philosopher that I mentioned about. Know yourself. Know your enemy. Only fight when you can win. What is mongoose, or who is mongoose, or what kind of animal is this? The mongoose are one of carnivores class of animals family, and that they range from 17 to 90 centimeters long. You know, excluding their tails, which is about 15 to 30 centimeters. Mongoose have short legs, a pointed nose, and small ear, and they are lovable pets. The snake that we're talking about are very poisonous snakes, such as cobra, python, and so forth. under some cobra can be about 18 feet long. And when we want to compare the size of mongoose to the size of snakes, these poisonous snakes, then we can see the difference. When we're talking of these snakes, they have the snake with venom. And guess what? What we are trying to expatiate tonight or on today's broadcast is to give us the idea how to engage our spiritual warfare and to conquer any negativity that is fighting us in within. We can count this enemy to be like giants. And in the scriptures, because when I use the physical experience or physical phenomenon, physical principle of animals, I want to relate it into human life. Don't forget what I've just said. Life teaches man to be evil and leads man to wickedness. Our thoughts in life is based on our emotion. And our emotional is determined by our perception. And you can see what I just said about this thing, this warrior. Know yourself. Know your enemy. Only fight when you can win. As I'm trying to establish my point within the realm of animals, I will establish it within the realm of the scripture too. I will use David and Goliath in the scripture. But I want to just finish quickly about mongoose and the cobra. The mongoose are not immune to venom, yet they attack and kill poisonous snake. The mongoose are not immune to venom, yet they attack and kill poisonous snakes. A warrior or a combatant soldier, or to use American elite army, Navy SEAL, they were seriously armed. When they go to battle, they were really, really prepared. When they go to battle, they use these three principles. They have to study the enemy they are going to engage. Secondly, they must be able to assess themselves. Thirdly, they want to go to fight when they know they can win. Why? Because all the ammunition they carry, the gun, the bullet, whatever it is, they use this ammunition to attack the enemy, but they are not immune to the effect of that ammunition against them themselves. You will see how this life so complex. It is very unfortunately that some thinker think that something can come out of nothing. And some people just believe that They are just by spontaneous involvement. But when you, if it's logical reasoning, you don't have to even study to know that this life is about chances. Just like mongoose is not immune to poison, venom in the snakes, as well as the warrior is not immune to his ammunition, but yet they have to engage in battle. How this animal, mongoose, try to kill the snake? From mongoose, we can learn how to catch and kill a snake. Also, Sun Tzu said, if your enemy is easy to hunger, you can defeat him. What mongoose does is, first of all, to get attention of the snake. You know, when we are going through something that is unpalatable, we must be able to identify what we are going through. But we must not leave it like that. Because what we are thinking is very poisonous too. Mongoose, as small as they are, and David, as small as he is compared, or as he was compared with veritable warrior, Goliath. Goliath was a warrior. Snake, cobra, is very poisonous when they bite. Anyone they bite, maybe between 30 minutes, that is the maximum time they can survive. When the mongoose got attention of the snakes, it caused snakes to be very angry. And when snake is ready to attack, he jumped out of the way by a precise calculation. Why? Because he was able to know the enemy, and he knows himself, and he knew when he's supposed to fight. The mongoose try all these steps repeatedly. Get the attention of snake, make snake to be very angry. Snake tried to bite him. He dodged. He just jumped out of the way, and the snake was well worn out. In the scripture, in the 2 Samuel, chapter 17, you will read the story of a warrior by Goliath. Because of his sizes, because of his pride, because of what he think he was, because of his ammunition, and he was threatening the Israelite to the extent that, because these people were unable to know themselves, they cannot understand the enemy, and they failed the ability to reason when they're supposed to fight, he left them in terror. And he keep on doing this thing every time, in the morning and in the night, for 40 days. But it came to a time when we can liken David to be like mongoose, and Goliath to be like that cobra. David was a shepherd. He even testified to King that he was able to kill lions and bear with his own staff. It is illogical when you see a mongoose and that being able to assert that this is the one that can kill something about 18 feet long animal. When a mongoose tried to draw the attention of the snake, and he makes snake to try to strike him, and he got out of way, and snake was tired. What he does is that, by a precise calculation, crush the skull of the snake with a powerful bite. Many in life, our enemy or the giant that's surrounding us, or situation that we find ourselves that we don't like, could be poverty. It could be the system. It could be the law. But if we are able to identify ourselves, that is by know ourselves, know our enemy, and know when to fight, and try to provoke the enemy, and we can find out that the enemy is easily angry. Instead of just level our complaint against the government. But many of us are forgetting that government of any state does not necessarily have to do the interest of its own citizen or the interest of those people that further them into the power. But government always try to do or must do the interest of the government. That is the limitation. We try to complain. And we try to complain about the injustice around us. We try to complain about the state of depression that we find ourselves. But we forgot that when mongoose, as small as he is, or David, when he saw what is happening in the land of Judah, and he was able to access this enemy, Goliath, he knew his boldness. The most power of weapon that Goliath had is mainly the physical thing. Just like the cobra depend solely on his poison venom. Though, mark you, that venom, it was so poisonous. It is deadly. Even if snake bite itself, life, the poison of snake, we kill the snake. That is how deadful it is, just like I said. Being a warrior, being armed with gun, does not necessarily mean that you are immune from the gun. For instance, being a very skillful and fraudulent lawyer that knows how to oppress or just to enrich themselves in a legal way and a skillful way, skillfully and a fraudulently legal lie, seems that they were doing right, does not make them to be immune from caught up with the lie or the skill they were doing. Somebody said, chess is a game of skill. Chess is a game of skills. The same thing, this life, L-I-F-E, is a game of skill. The number one problem that discourages us to fail or to be defeated is fear. And guess what? Fear is emotion. When Goliath showed up, when poverty showed up, when sickness showed up, when failure showed up, the number one thing that enter into our mind, our thought, is fear of being defeated. But Mongoose does not entertain fear when he sees snakes. He show up in front of snake, got his attention, the snake got ready to strike. And because he's able to maneuver himself, because he knows that if snake bites him, that is the end of his life. David knows that the sword, the armor, everything that Goliath has is deadly weapon. But David has to put the battle in the proper context when he said, the battle is the Lord. The battle is the Lord. Mongoose put his battle in the proper context. That is why he was able to defeat the snake, because he knew that the battle is the Lord. He knew that snake is poisonous. He knew that cobra is so big and heavy. David knew the height of Goliath. And that is what makes Goliath to be very angry. He approached Goliath with a staff, a shepherd's staff. And when Goliath saw this thing, the fires of sickness, think is so powerful. But when you engage it with courage and faith and put it in the proper context and know that the battle is the Lord, if you know that even if it is not your success, my success does not necessarily based on decision of the government in power or even what is going on by the fraudulent way of some skillfully mind that oppress. But when we put it in the proper context and we learn from these mongoose and we try to attack the enemy in the proper way, just like David rushed into the battle, Goliath was cursing David in his own God. Just like some people deny what the law said. And guess what? It is only the law of God that is proper. We are living in the day of deception. Language is most deceptive things in the universe. For instance, the language for the seduction is the language for true love. Somebody want to woo a lady for his just sexual sensational, use the same language that a fruitful somebody that is looking for a life partner use. I love you. I love you. You can see that the life that we have apart from God teaches us to be evil. And always leads man to wickedness. But you have to confront the evil. We have to confront the wickedness. Not in our own power or in our own wisdom. But we must be able to identify ourselves and identify what is evil. And strike the evil when it is appropriate time to strike. If not, the evil poison can kill us. David experienced talking the kind of stones he selected to fight Goliath. Our experience in life, we teaches us how to engage the poisonous snakes of our life. We don't have to underestimate ourselves, because if we underestimate, we succumb to defeat. Don't think when you are falling, that is the end, because failure is backdoor to success. No one is immune in totality in this world. Wolf and sheep, sheep and wolf. But that doesn't mean that wolf cannot be defeated. If a hunter finds a wolf and shoots a wolf on the head, that is the end. And if the wolf hurt an hunter unaware, he can crush the vertebrae of an hunter. But the basic principle to be victorious, I will repeat again, is to know ourselves, know our enemy, only fight when we can win. Don't give in. It is the law of God that condemned David's action with Bathsheba. And the same law of God that forgives David's action against Bathsheba. Almighty God is the final judge. When we succumb and submit ourselves into His will, we are overcomers. We are just like Mongols, like David, and every Goliath, every snake, poisonous one surrounding us, we fall according to the order of Goliath. This is the will of God for us. We can go in His mind to attack and defile and rebuke and repossess our possession by crushing the head of this poisonous snake. And when we put the battle in a proper context, the battle is the Lord. Thank you. As we're going, I know we are overcomers. In Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in for another broadcast on December 23rd, on which the topic will be Bless the Lord, O My Soul, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.